with SRN Sports. I'm Ron DeRockster. There's a new first-time champion at Wimbledon, and he's one of the youngest to win.
Youth was served in the Wimbledon men's final with 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz dethroning the 36-year-old Novak Djokovic, but not before a rollercoaster 4-hour and 42-minute five-set battle. In the end, the youthful exuberance and sheer relentless power from the Spaniard was enough to produce the win 6-4 in the fifth set, 66 winners including 9 aces, proving too much for the 7-time former champion, who never looked totally comfortable. For Alcaraz, a major joining his US Open victory. For Djokovic, it ended his hopes of a Grand Slam this year and of a record equaling 8th Wimbledon men's title. I'm Graham Agars.
Rory McIlroy finally is a winner in Scotland, beating Robert McIntyre by one shot in the Scottish Open. Now McIlroy gets a boost heading into the British Open next week. This is SRN Sports. To the baseball scoreboard, where the Royals beat the Rays yesterday 8-4. The Rangers sweep 3 from the Guardians 6-5. Tigers sweep the A's over the weekend 5-4. Mariners avoid a 3-game sweep. They blank the Tigers 2-0. Astros over the Angels. It was the Giants beating the Pirates. Phillies down the Padres 7-6. Brewers had to come from 2 back to defeat the Reds 4-3. Mets 2-1 over the Dodgers. Nationals 8-4 over the Cardinals. White Sox beat the Braves. The Orioles down the Marlins. Diamondbacks fall to the Blue Jays, while the Red Sox rout the Cubs 11-5. And Rockies beat the Yankees 8-7. Tennessee's football program must vacate all 11 of its wins from the 2019-2020 season under the coach Jeremy Pruitt as part of penalties handed down by the NCAA for multiple violations. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.